and swing the elections in their directions. That's a pattern that starts to break down in the Great Depression, but then reestablishes itself in the 1950s. But then about 1960, it all breaks down, and we enter a period of tremendous fluctuations. For example, you'll see the maps later on. If you look at the Northeast, New York and New England, you'll find that in 1956, it voted almost entirely for the Republican candidate, Dwight Eisenhower. Only New York City and Boston really went for the Democrat, Adlai Stevenson. But then 8 years later, 1964, we find the total reverse. This region entirely, with just a few exceptions, in the camp of the Democrats, Lyndon Johnson. But then, lo and behold, fast forward again to 1972, it switches back to the Republicans. And today, it's at least New England, certainly very clearly in the Democratic camp, at least as far as presidential elections go. So we have seen this recent period of fluctuation of instability, and it remains to be seen whether we're going to move into a more stable period of geographical alignments, which is one of the most interesting issues. So I will go back. Again, this is a map I showed you before, looking at the period right before the Civil War and just noting how strong the Republicans are in the North, but nowhere else. No support, certainly in the South, and not much support even in places like southern Illinois. The Republicans, of course, are the victorious party after the end of the Civil War, but they face a real challenge. How are they going to maintain power when they have such a limited geographical base?